This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
I'm Robert Siegel, and it's time now for All Tech Considered. Six of the top 10 most successful films last year were in 3D. Movies like Tim Burton's Alice in Wonderland.
A land full of wonder, mystery, and danger.
Here's the trick. Alice in Wonderland, as with many 3D movies these days, wasn't actually shot in 3D. It was converted to 3D after everything was shot. Lucasfilm recently announced that it would be doing the same thing with all six Star Wars films. With 3D looking like it's here to stay, so too are the companies that specialize in this kind of after-the-fact 3D makeover. NPR's Shireen Marisol Meraji visited one that is so busy it can't hire fast enough.
Legend 3D in San Diego, California, is responsible for many of the 3D sequences in Alice in Wonderland. Although Legend 3D didn't get started on Alice until 2009, founder and neuroscientist Barry Sandrew knew conversion was the future way back in 05.
What happened is I saw a prototype of the Samsung 3D television. That coupled with an understanding of what Jim Cameron was doing with Avatar, we knew that this was going to be a game changer.
He was right. Today, Legend 3D is in the process of converting six feature films, but he won't say which ones for legal reasons. In 2005, Sandrew had 25 employees. Today, there are more than 400 in San Diego, another 800 in India.
One, two, three. Hi, NPR!
That's a gaggle of Legend 3D folks saying hello to NPR. It's normally pretty quiet here. Young men in their early 20s, with some women in the mix, work side by side in large, dark rooms, hunched in front of their computer screens. Employees on this floor are going through movie scenes one frame at a time, identifying parts of shots that need added depth. The work looks very precise and tedious, but it's good work in a tough economy, and Sandrew is hiring about 20 people a month.
We're hiring people straight out of art school, and we're giving people an opportunity that they would never have if they were working up in L.A. in the Hollywood studios. I mean, they're working on first-run feature films that most people would dream about doing.
When did you graduate?
2000 and, I don't know, does it say my diploma?
The very first stereo artist at Legend 3D can't remember what year he graduated from college. Good thing his diploma's hanging on the wall.
Brooks Institute, Cyrus J. Gladstone?
Yes.
Bachelor of Arts?
June of 2008.
So 3 years later, you've got a corner office.
Yep.
Cyrus J. Gladstone is 23 years old. He won't tell me exactly how much he makes, but he says he's comfortable. Gladstone isn't worried that his meteoric rise to success won't stick. He thinks 3D has reached the tipping point, and so does his colleague, Tony Pace Carstensen, a senior visual effects producer.
That's how I see movies now. It seems normal to see things in 3D stereo on the big screen.
Carstensen got her start in radio and has seen the media landscape change over her long career. She calls 2D films flatties now and is already imagining the possibilities beyond 3D.
We're on our way to the holodeck. I feel like, you know, there'll be a point in time where you go to the theater and you'll walk in, it will surround you. It won't just be on the screen. You'll be on Pandora.
That's the magical land in James Cameron's Avatar. The holodeck may be a long way off, but until then, there are plenty of 2D favorites adding a third dimension. Next year, you might be able to reach out and high-five a young Leo DiCaprio as he yells,
"I'm the king of the world!"
on the bow of the Titanic. And if you're fresh out of art school and tech savvy, this 3D conversion world is yours to rule. Shireen Marisol Meraji, NPR News.